Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, and on behalf of my wonderful and phenomenal co-host and partner in success, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, we'd like to say welcome. Thank you to all of you that are tuning in and listening to the live show at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, for those of you that are listening via phone, feel free to give us a call tonight, area code 347-989-0206. We'd love to hear your thoughts, any questions, any comments, or any concerns. But for those of you that are new to Mindshift Talk Radio, I do want to say welcome. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sure that you'll enjoy the show. Just hang in there with us and bear with us. And for those of you that are not new to Mindshift Talk Radio, we want to say thank you as well for continuing to tune in, continuing to support us, and continuing to be here engaged and committed to your personal growth and development week after week. So we encourage you guys to make sure you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. for our Central family. And also make sure that you're connected to us there at mindshifttalkradio.com. We have a brand new website. We'd love for you guys to be connected with us. Go ahead and hit the like button, and you can like us on Facebook. Also, you can go to the Contact Us page and go ahead and drop us a line. Let us know what you think about the show. We'd love to hear your thoughts, as I said before. So thank you to everyone. Also, the chat room is open. So if you'd like to share any comments there, if you have any specific questions. Again, this show is for people like you, people that are looking to grow in every area of their lives, whether it's your personal growth and development that you're concerned about, your professional growth, spiritually, health and fitness, whatever it may be. We always have a mind-shifting conversation in place for individuals like you. So again, thank you for tuning in. But without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and bring my partner out and introduce her to you guys. So welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio, Sis, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Hey, Chica.
Happy Mindshifting Monday to you, Stacey.
Same to you, Mamacita. How are you?
I am well, trying to stay dry in the rain here in the Carolinas.
Okay. Cuddle weather.
Like I said, trying to stay dry here in the rain. In the Carolinas.
I hear you. Well, yeah, it's Mindshift Monday. And, you know, last week, it was fun, right? I mean, we didn't have a guest per se last week. It was just us. But I enjoyed just sitting and chatting with you last week.
As did I. I don't think we do that enough.
I know, right? And then, you know, most people don't get to hear us after the show and before the show and during the week when we're just kind of snap at each other. So
lucky them.
It was nice. Right. It was nice to do it in a productive, orderly fashion. In a nice
we are
setting.
Productive and disorderly. What are you talking about?
In a nice culture setting.
It was just a really great show. And, I mean, and how fitting. We celebrated ourselves while talking about celebrating yourself.
We sure
and
did.
Living in
we
the moment.
Did. Yeah, and I'm excited about this week's show, but I know before we get started with this week's show and talking about this topic, we didn't have an opportunity to have our mind shift moment with you last week. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, mind shift moment or the mind shift minute is something that Sister Big Bones puts together, and it's sort of a summary, I guess, or a recap of the show, and kind of ties in every piece and every nugget that we've discussed about that topic. So we haven't done this in a while, and I'm glad that we're getting an opportunity to do it again. We definitely want to be more consistent with it. So we're going to go ahead and let you guys get the mind shift minute. So it'll be one moment, sis. Here you go.
Right eye, bend, bend.
golf hat, earring. Just a few of the things I like about you.
This is your mind shift minute, Sister Big Bone.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk right beside you?
Look like a
Ooh wee, it's been a while since I've heard my theme song. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's a celebration of me right there.
That's it all for you.
And that's what last week's show was all about, was simply celebrating yourself and living in the moment. And if you missed it, by all means, please check out the replay. But to sum it up, I would like to just share a couple of words. And I'll close with a quote by Christian D. Lawson. But what I'd first like to share is, promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. Think only of the best, work only for the best, and expect only the best. Forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the great achievements of the future. Give so much time to the improvement of yourself, that you have no time to criticize others. Live in the faith that the whole world is on your side so long as you are true to the best that is in you. And Christian D. Lawson, one of the most fitting quotes, says, dream as though you have nothing to lose, believe as though anything is possible, love as though your heart knows no bounds, and live as though there is only today. I'm Sister Big Bones, and that's been your Mind Shift Minute.
Woohoo! Thank you for the Mind Shift moment. So we are going to continue to celebrate ourselves, and we're going to be consistent with that. It's like what we talked about last week is so many times, you know, and this goes for all of us, I'm sure. I know definitely for me, you know, we start off on new journeys or we learn new things and we're so gung-ho and so excited and fired up when we first hear it. And then after a few days or a few weeks or even a few months, we kind of taper off and we fall off and we don't stay consistent, right? And then we wonder why we're not getting the results that we want to get or we're not seeing the benefits that we'd like to see in our lives and the results that we want to see. So my commitment to me is to continue to find ways, you know, they don't have to be the largest of things, they don't have to be a big event, but just find small ways that I can celebrate myself on a daily basis and celebrate where I am, regardless of whether I'm at that final destination or if I've already attained a certain goal. Just to be able to say, okay, Stacey, you're on the right track and you're doing those things that you should be doing, and so I'm going to applaud you. Just like kids, you know, kids need that encouragement and they need that support. They need a little, you know, hooray every now and again to get them pumped up. You know, we need that too, right? I mean, we're no different. So, you know, fortunately, we don't have to rely on just getting that support from other people or that woohoo from someone else. We can get that from ourselves as well. And so that's kind of leading into the conversation that we're going to have this week as well is about, we're continuing not only talking about celebrating ourselves, but we're going to talk about getting our priorities straight. And that helps us to celebrate ourselves in a way. It's another way for us to be able to honor ourselves. So for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for joining us. This is Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and my co-host Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Feel free to call us at area code 347-989-0206, or you can join us in the chat room here on Blog Talk. And for those of you that are tuning into the show, we're trying to get into the show. Maybe you tried to get on at mindshifttalkradio.com. I just looked at the site, and it's doing some little weird thing. When you go to the tab that says Listen to Live Show, it'll show you last week's show, which was Living in the Moment, but just go ahead and click right there where it says Mind Shift Talk Radio, and it'll take you directly to the Blog Talk page for you to listen to the live show there. So we are going to keep it moving. So that's it. This week, you know, we're going to talk about getting your priorities straight. And this is one that came to me, honestly, just I think it was Saturday morning. You know, for some of us, we get our creative thoughts and our energy really going in the early part of the day. Some people get that late in the evening, right?
Right.
And for me lately, there's been a shift. Talk about that mind shift. But there's been a shift with my internal clock as well. And I noticed that I've been getting more creative ideas in the morning hours, which is a blessing, a great way to start the day. But this one just was so loud in my ear. It was like, you know, get your priorities straight. And it may be because I was just up really late the night before and just feeling so scattered and just really feeling like I was being pulled in so many different directions and already concerned, like, oh, my God, I have so many things to do tomorrow and my son has all these activities and we have something else to do on Sunday. And it was just, you know, here I was living a day and 2 days and a week in the future instead of just living in that moment like we talked about last week. And so I talked to Sister Big Bones about it. I was like, we've got to do this show. Get your priorities straight. What did you say?
I said, that's a word right there.
Right.
That's what I need to hear.
Thank you. And I say it all the time. You know, people listen to the show and they're like, gosh, you guys, you know, really share something I needed to hear. I'm like, well, I'm glad you needed to hear it because we needed to hear it as well. And that's why, you know, that's why we had the conversation. It's very therapeutic for us, so it's a blessing. But, yeah, so getting your priorities straight. Now, you know, many people may wonder, okay, what does that mean? Are we talking about priorities at work? Are we talking about priorities at home with our family? Are we talking about priorities with our finances? We're talking about all of those things. We're talking about having that balance and getting your priorities straight in every area in order for you to be able to achieve those results that you want to achieve in every area of your life. Again, it's about mind shift. It's about creating that paradigm shift and looking at things from a different perspective and stepping outside of our norm and doing some things different than we used to do before. You know, and we talk about this week after week, that when you engage in this new mind shift activity, that it's not going to be the most comfortable situation. And we have to get to the point where we're comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because that's where we see our growth and that's where we see our development. And that's where we really stretch ourselves. And so that's where the blessing and the benefit comes from, right? The lesson is in that. So I'm just putting that out there because I want you guys to know when we talk about this stuff, if you're running into some issues, if you're running into some little hurdles and you're like, gosh, it's just not going so smooth and seamless like I would like it to, it shouldn't. That's normal. It shouldn't be smooth.
Aww.
And it shouldn't be seamless. Sorry, it's not so easy. If there were, everyone would be doing it, right? We'd be this happy, peppy society with all these like-minded, positive individuals, but unfortunately, that's not the case. But, again, kudos to all of you that are listening and that are working towards that. So, sis, let's go ahead and get it started, and I have a few areas that I want to discuss in terms of getting the priorities straight, and I've already talked about some of those. I've alluded to it already, so let's start off with our personal life. When we talk about our personal growth and development, and I say get your priorities straight, what does that mean to you?
Personal growth. See, I'm taking notes. Growth and development.
Well, I think personal is the key word in there. It means personal means me. So it means making me, my growth and my development important. And that means grow, change. Yeah.
You're right. And that's exactly what it's about. It's about making you important. And at this point, you know, this is when we say it's okay to be selfish. And I know, you know, that kind of stirs some emotions up in some people when you talk about being selfish and so forth, but just follow me and you'll see where we're going with it. But when you're talking about your personal growth and development and you're talking about setting your priorities straight in terms of yourself, you have to first ask your question, what do you value? And who do you value?
Mm.
Right? And for many of us, we value so many other people, but we fail to value ourselves. And so
we
have to value ourselves. What did we talk about last week? Celebrating ourselves? And now we're talking about valuing ourselves.
We say we value ourselves. We say it.
We say it, right? But are we living it?
Right.
So, you know, this goes back to some of the conversations we've had on Mindshift before about doing that self-analysis and really checking ourselves up. You know, you say check yourself from the neck up or whatever. It's really about having an honest, don't laugh at me. It's about having that honest conversation with yourself. And you have to ask yourself, you know, when I'm setting these goals, you know, am I considering my happiness? Am I considering my well-being? Or am I only setting goals in life based around other people, goals that revolve around other people and making them happy. And, yeah, of course, you know, as we grow as adults, you know, we have families, we have responsibilities, and we do tend to make our goals and our priorities around our families, our children, our spouses, you know, our parents, whatever, whomever it may be. But how many times do we just make goals that are specific to us, goals that help us to feel harmonious, goals that help us to feel balanced, goals that help us to feel celebrated, as we talked about last week? And so that's the first thing you want to ask yourself, you know, what is it that you value and who is it that you value? And that's how we're going to start this tonight. So we're starting off with the personal growth and development piece. And when I say it's okay to be selfish, I'm saying it's okay to be selfish to think about you. One piece I think that's very important before we move into anything else, when you're talking about that growth and development, I think is to have that strong spiritual foundation. Now, I'm not going to get all preachy because I'm not a preacher, okay? But I do think it's necessary to talk about being centered and talk about the spiritual piece. Now, sis, it's no secret. Everyone that knows us know that we're Christians, right? So, you know, so you know, sometimes we do some things that may not necessarily be Christ-like. Lord forgive us. But at the end of the day, we do know what our beliefs are. You know, we have a strong and solid belief system. And so it's important for us to be spiritually grounded. I know for me personally, when I feel, I would say, out of whack, you know, like things are just so chaotic, not necessarily externally, but also internally, I know that it's time for me to be still and it's time for me to be centered. Now, when I talk about being centered, for those of you that are listening, you may get centered in several different ways. For me, when I talk about getting centered, it's me being still and either reading scripture or hearing scripture, and that helps to balance me out. Now, you do what works for you, whether it's you listening to jazz, it's you listening to, you know, sounds of the ocean and nature. It's you sitting and having ice cream by yourself. I know one of my favorite things that I would do is sit on my sofa with my favorite brown blanket and sip tea out of my favorite Starbucks mug. That caused me, that helped me to get centered and to get balanced. So whatever it is that works for you, but we're first going to have to talk about being centered, and we're going to have to work on being centered. And at this point, like I said, you're going to have to get comfortable with doing something uncomfortable, which is taking time out for yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, what you said. Had to take my phone off mute.
Okay, it's fine. Just making sure you're here with me. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Yep, I was actually looking up selfish and selfless, so yeah, I disagree with their definitions, but selfish.
Okay, and now another thing that I have in that piece as well is physical fitness. Ooh, some people don't like that. They're like, physical fitness, exercise, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. Exercise, physical fitness. This is important. Now, again, I'm not going to go into the whole lecture behind this, but we already know that science proves that, you know, those of us that are more physically fit, live more balanced lifestyles, and we're more productive throughout the day, and we have more energy, and blah, 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 all those great things, right? We know that. But that doesn't mean that we necessarily get up off our butt to do what we're supposed to do. I am putting both hands up because I've been so guilty of it. But I will say.
And my feet.
But I've been doing better. You know, I have some friends that are listening right now. They're probably shaking their heads at me right now. And it used to be a joke about me. I shared this years ago that I remember every Monday would be my day one. I'm starting my new diet on Monday. I'm starting my new workout plan on Monday. Every Monday was my day one, but I started last Monday, so today is actually my day 7,
ooh,
and I'm going tomorrow. Yeah. So, yay, I'm celebrating me. But, yeah, so again, spirituality, our physical fitness, relaxation. You know, this goes back to the piece about being centered. What do you do to relax? I know you don't spend a lot of time relaxing, but what do you do when you do have some time to relax? What do you do?
Oh, I'm always relaxed. Aesthetic and cool. Relaxing for me is like my some jazz music and my candles and Yeah, that's relaxing for me.
Yeah, when you get a chance, right?
Right.
But we're going to do better.
A bath, like just a soaking bath, not a cringing bath, just a soaking bath, just to enjoy the water with the candles and the music on.
All right. So that works for you. So that's when we talk about the personal piece. And then another thing, you know, it wouldn't be right for me to talk about, excuse me, the personal part in terms of growth and development without talking about reading and engaging in activities that help you to grow in terms of your mindset and about, you know, things that help you to create that mind shift on a daily basis, not just on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific, when you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio. You like that?
Yeah, I did that.
But, yeah, things that you can do outside of just Monday night or outside of Sunday at church, but things that you can do on a daily basis to grow. Now, for those of you that are new to personal growth and development, I would say take baby steps and maybe start off with something as simple as reading a quote a day. You know, there are several websites that you can go to. I mean, hey, you can also become my friend on Facebook. I like to post quotes. But I would say find you some websites online. Think Exist is great. Brainy Quotes are awesome. Success Consciousness has that. I mean, there's several. But find you some quotes, you know, and take some time once a day, especially if you have a very busy schedule and it revolves around family, which is the next piece we'll discuss. If you just have to go in your closet and read a quote and spend 5 minutes there, or if it's spending 5 minutes in prayer or 5 minutes in meditation, whatever it may be, but I would say take that time on a daily basis and start off with the baby steps, and then you build upon that. So you'll go from quotes, and then you'll go, you know, maybe to affirmations every day, and then maybe you'll go to actually reading some books on personal growth and development, and also journaling. You know, I've talked about journaling several times because it's so important to me, and I've seen how it's helped me over the years. I have journals that are years old, and it's great for you to be able to go back and see your journey and see your transition and to see how you've been able to transform your mind over the years. So definitely, I can't pass that piece without talking about that. Definitely, you need to spend time working on that personal growth and development every single day. Next piece, sis. I'm going to hear what you have to say on this. Family. Set your priorities straight around family. What do you say to that?
I love the quote that says that friends are God's way of apologizing for our family. Because you can't choose your family, but you can sure pick your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say that if your family's, you know, not healthy to you, and is toxic to you and draining to you, that in making yourself a priority, that you need to be your first priority, and that can be for various reasons. It may be you have aging loved ones, or maybe they drain you emotionally or mentally or physically or financially. But it's whatever your healthy family, and it may be you limit your time with your family, or for me, or who that family is. Like my family, the people that I probably spend the most time with may be my work folks, the people that I work with, my work family, or my loved ones, and that's for me my biggest. That's really a goal, because I've always placed work before family and friends, work before my loved ones. I've missed christenings and baptism of God children, you know, once in a lifetime event because of work. And I'm the truth of the matter is, I die today, they're replacing me tomorrow. They may send flowers, may ensure that the beneficiaries get their money from my life insurance policy through work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. So that's one that I really have to work hard on. Is the priority of family, because my loved ones really do mean a lot to me, and my time spent with them should reflect that.
Definitely. And that's a great point, because I think we've all been guilty of that as well. You know, we find other things that are important to us. It goes back to how I began the conversation in terms of asking yourself, you know, what things do you actually value, and who do you value? It goes back to that question. But also, when I think about getting your priorities straight. Some of us are suffering on the flip side of that, where we're placing all of our time and all of our energy and all of our focus into families or family members, to where we become overwhelmed and bombarded with other people's issues. And so when I was taking my notes and I was thinking about the family piece, I scribbled on this piece of paper, and I said, you can't be everyone's savior. You know, you have to learn to say no. And I know for me it's still a challenge at times, but that was really it for me, the part that you can't be everyone's savior. And that's something that God has been dealing with me on for some time. And I know I've had a lot of changes and transitions going on in my family over the last few months. And I've really had to remind myself that I cannot be that savior as much as I want to, because, of course, we love our family members, right? We love our siblings, we love our parents, we love our children, and so we want to be there for them. We want to be able to help them, to comfort them, to heal them, you know, but sometimes we have to remember where our place is. And I think this goes back to the spiritual piece in terms of I can't be God. And that was a reality check for me when I got that message loud and clear a few months ago. And so when we're talking about setting our priorities, we have to know that we are human, obviously, and we get tired and we get frustrated, and there's only so much that we can do. But it ties back into the other piece that we talked about in terms of the physical fitness part, in terms of eating properly, in terms of keeping ourselves grounded, in terms of taking time to relax. Because if you don't take that time for yourself to get energized, to get fired up, you know, then we're not going to be any good to those people that are important to us. And like you just said, then we start to lose the focus, and we're focusing our time and our energies in other places and not necessarily where they should be focused or where our energy should be challenged in terms of supporting our family and helping our family.
And I have a friend on Facebook, my pop on Facebook. He had posted today that a quote by Bill Cosby says that, I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It's just not possible, because then you start to see yourself, you're putting so much energy into all these different places that you literally spread yourself out thin to the point where you have nothing left for anyone, including yourself. There's nothing left. And I've been guilty of it. And I know there have been times where I just felt like I just had the weight of the world on my shoulders, that I had to be there to be supportive and be strong for everyone else. But then what about you? And I'm falling apart in the background, but I'm putting up this face and wearing this mask and putting up this front. And, yes, and I love this, because we talk about being so transparent. I can be so transparent here. I love you guys. But, you know, I would wear this mask and just, everything's great. Everything's fine. Yeah, I'm doing good. And on the inside, I'm just crumbling. I'm falling apart. I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed crying. You know, it's just not a good look, and it's not a good feeling. But that's why I'm able to say, that's when I was able to have that reality check and say, I cannot be everyone's savior. You know, I have to let God be God, and I have to play my part. I have to play my position. And, of course, we know we can lend our ear. We can lend our support. We can be a shoulder to lean on. We can pray for others. We can send positive quotes, positive messages, whatever it may be, but just play your position, play your part. And finally, I want to talk about the business piece, especially with the exciting stuff that we have coming up for MindShift. So before we go into the business piece, just want to let you guys know that you are listening to MindShift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sista Big Bones Warren. Thank you all. For those of you that are tuning into the live show, and thank you to those of you that will be listening to the replay of the show, we definitely encourage you guys to be here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and to share these replays with your friends and your family members. Anyone that you know is in need of a mind shift, you want them to check the shows out. Another great thing about the replays being available for you online is sometimes there's some conversations you want to have with certain people, like loved ones or friends, you know, family, whomever it may be, but you don't know how to start that conversation because you know it's going to turn into an argument. You ever had that happen?
Yep.
Do you have those people in your life?
I'm not going to.
Right. I didn't ask you to call any names out. I'm just saying, do you have those people?
They may be listening.
But, yeah, they may be listening, so, yeah, I don't want you to say anything. But, you know, sometimes there's some conversations we want to have, but you're kind of afraid to step on people's toes and, you know, people are kind of sensitive and they feel like you're insulting them or you're judging them, you know, this is a great way for you to say, hey, you know, I listened to the show Mind Shift. It was really good. And that Stacey, she's awesome, I tell you. And that Juanita, she's a hoot. I think you should go ahead and check the show out. And then you tell them the name of the show and you send them the link, send them a little text message. Because they, you know, everyone has smartphones now. If you don't, shame on you. But you can listen on your phone and all that stuff. So you're going to say, hey, you should check the show out. They were hilarious and I really liked the show. And then they'll be able to come on and they're having a mind shift. They're not even aware, you know, that they're having a mind shift. So see, you can be a blessing to others as well. But anywho, keeping it moving. I'm so fired up. I had, like, these chocolate-covered almonds, and I don't know what it is, but it feels good. business. All right. So when I talked about the business piece and I talked about getting your priorities straight, again, I'm sitting here, I was doodling on my paper, and I put on here, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
All right.
Everyone can relate to that one. So this took me back to my days, my wonderful days of network marketing. And I remember that was something that was always ingrained in our heads, was that we had to stay engaged in income-producing activities. We had to continue to do things that helped us make money and spend less time on things that did not help us make money. And I know my friend Nicole Cooper is a pro. She would sit there and deliver that message like, this isn't working, I'm moving on. You know, and I love that about Nick. So when I talk about the business piece and we're talking about setting our priorities, it's the same thing. When we talk about our personal lives, we talk about those things that matter to us most, but the same thing with business. And when I talk about business, it's not necessarily just for entrepreneurs. It's also for business professionals. Maybe you're already working in a profession that you're comfortable with, and you want to grow. You want to advance. You want a promotion. So then you have to ask yourself, am I doing activities that help me to grow? Am I engaged in activities that help me to become an expert in my field? How am I advancing in my field? And I say this even when I go to McDonald's, for example, and I remember my first job was at McDonald's when I was 15. I was the happiest fry girl in the world, okay? And I wanted to be the best fry girl. Like, I wanted to have the perfect fries in the little paper, and I wanted to just be speedy, not too much salt. Like, I took a lot of pride in French fries. It's the same thing working for minimum wage. It's the same thing with our current professions. Do you take pride in what you're doing? Are you happy with what you're doing? Do you enjoy what you're doing? Are you looking for new ways to be creative in what you're doing every single day? Are you helping other people to look forward to coming to work every day and be around you? Because you have to ask yourself, am I pleasant to where people walk in and say, I can't wait to see Stacey today because she has a great attitude, or is it like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to see Stacey, here we go. So you ask yourself those kind of questions. And then when it talks about business, whether we're talking about from an entrepreneurial perspective or not, we want to use something called the ABC method. And some of you may be familiar with the ABC method. Some of you may not. Basically, what that method is it's just ranking your responsibilities, your tasks, your to-do list. And, of course, A is going to be those absolutely necessary, vital things that have to be completed. You know, they're urgent, they're time-sensitive, they must be done. And then you go down. Your B's are necessary, but they're not as time-sensitive as your A's. And then, of course, you go to your C's, which are not necessary. They're helpful if you get them done, but if you don't get them done today, you'll still be okay. And so I encourage you to do that, not only in the business. I would say this probably applies to the personal part as well, but you want to go ahead and use that formula. You want to use that method. Some people prefer to do the number ranking, where they go from 1 to 10. You can do that. But once you have your A's, your B's, and your C's, then you start to break those into smaller groups, smaller segments, and you chew away at those the same way. And then you'll see that as you're continuing to use this ABC method that you're able to get more done, that you're more productive, and that you're more efficient in what you're doing because now you're focused on one activity at a time. And if you are multitasking, you're going to be multitasking within the same group. So you'll be multitasking within your A's, within your B's, within your C's, and then you see that you've accomplished more. Now, sis, have you ever done, like, a whole bunch of stuff, like where you've been multitasking and working on a whole bunch of projects, and at the end of the day, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything?
Yes, that's like every day of my life, actually.
Okay. So I guess this is an on-time message for you, too.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when I was writing my notes, and I was looking over some stuff that I talked about years ago in terms of setting our schedule. It was something I did with Angela Mitchell years ago. And I had written on my notepad, it said, time is on your side. And I had to remind myself that I do have enough time. And that takes a mind shift for me, because I'm always that person, not always, I'm usually that person that's just like, there aren't enough hours in the day, I don't have time to get all my stuff done, what am I going to do? And then it's like, I saw the quote, and it was just like, time is always on your side. There's enough time. It's just a matter of, what are you going to do to maximize the time that you have? You know, we've all been given the same amount of hours. I know there was this one quote that I read, gosh, I wish I had it in front of me, where it talked about, you know, all of us have been given the same amount of time in a day. Excuse me, whether it was Mother Teresa or it was Albert Einstein or Barack Obama, whomever it may be, we all have the same amount of hours in a day. You know, the difference is some of us know how to manage that time better than others. And so this is where we continue to work on that piece as well. So I know we're coming up to the end of the show in the next few minutes. But we have enough time to do. I know, time just flies back and flies by. And you know, I just.
Hi, Coach T. In the chat room. Hi, Coach T.
Oh, hey, Coach T. Coach T is in the chat room. We haven't seen you in forever. Hey, Coach T. And hey, Miss Addie Lee. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. We love you guys. But since the big ones, what are your final thoughts about the topic tonight?
So many. You've got to make yourself a priority. And I won't necessarily say happiness, because I echo the sentiments that happiness is contingent upon things happening, but contentment and, you know, finding your place of contentment. And that I think we're fed a bunch of lies when we're told that we shouldn't focus on ourselves and that we shouldn't make ourselves a priority and that we should make everybody else a priority. Because, and even you get that from a lot of good church folks, but even if they were to look at Christ, well, that whole Christian being Christ-like, he made time for himself. He went away. He separated himself and took time focusing on himself. And even learning and studying, you know, the things that were important to him as well. But you have got to. And the area of business you mentioned, just being the business of you, realizing that whether we own a business, whether we're employed or unemployed, we ourselves, just simply by being who we are a business, and that we simply govern ourselves accordingly. The time is now, and I know I've got a lot of takeaways from this. I, like, at present, my new gig has consumed me and my time, and even to the point where, you know, I'm driving all kind of hours and not lies and those things that I'm making off for the job. But you've got to do it. I mean, it starting now. Like, you can start making yourself a priority right now. And even tonight, say, decide, or when you're listening to this, decide that one thing that you're going to do for yourself and do that this day. And I mean, you can, like you said, baby steps. You can start tomorrow, one thing. And even going back to a previous show, celebrate that. Like, I can tell you, tonight I did not have a fried food, anything fried, at dinner. That's because they didn't offer anything fried at this conference. But, hey, I'm still celebrating it. I had a salad. Then I had dessert first, then my salad, and then my meal. So, hey, it worked.
I got your toast going. I promise you have issues. But you're right. But you're right. I mean, it's important that we take the time. And, you know, even tonight, like I said, when we have these shows, we sit here and we talk about this stuff, and then as it comes out of your mouth, it's like, oh, my gosh, that was for me. You know, like, I missed that piece. And then, you know, many of us do that. It's so easy for us to point things out in other people and point out certain behaviors that are not healthy behaviors. right? And then you turn around and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, ugh. So, like, even now, one thing that I do now, and I did this, I started doing this a couple months ago, like, even when I'm doing the show, I put a mirror up on my desk. And so while I'm talking on the show to you guys, I'm looking at myself, so it's like, yeah, I'm saying that to you too, right? So that word comes back to me as well. And I say that because it works. And I say that because I think it's important for listeners to understand that, you know, we have no problem being transparent, and we share our flaws and our issues and our insecurities and so forth, because, as we've said before, that's where the strength comes from. That's where the empowerment comes from. It's being able to relate to people and know that, again, we're not here talking at you. We're talking with you. And that's why we encourage you guys to be here every week. That's why we encourage you guys to call in. That's why we encourage you guys to share on our Facebook page, because it's about all of us growing together. Yes, some of us may be at different places throughout the journey, but at the end of the day, we're all on the same journey. We're all on the same path, and we're all moving forward. And so that's the blessing in itself, is that this gives us an opportunity to come together with like-minded individuals that are looking to grow. You know, like I said, you know, we just gave a shout-out to Coach T and to, you know, Addie Lee in the chat room. I mean, it's forums like this that bring us together. Coach T, you know, doing his thing on Blog Talk with Next Level Living Show. You know, Addie Lee is amazing. When I look at her posts and the things that she's sharing on the Power Life Network, for those of you that are not familiar with the Power Life Network on Facebook, I encourage you to go check it out. So many great resources there and tools and tips and phenomenal people that come together that are networking there at the Power Life Network. And again, checking out Coach T's show about how to live on the next level. And we've had so many great speakers and guests come on this show and talk about different ways. Like, we've had Josh Hines here recently talking about how to live your life, you know, live your life big. And we've had so many phenomenal people here. But what I was saying earlier that I don't want to miss before we end the show, because I know we're coming to an end, is the business piece. We ended this part about getting your priorities straight around business. And for those of you that may have missed the show a few weeks ago, you got to go back to mindshifttalkradio.com. 2 weeks ago, we had Miss Sherry Darden here, the business plan lady herself, and she's not new to Mindshift Talk Radio. She's been here before. She just gave us so much information, and we had a phenomenal show with her here. We had a great time with her when she talked about entrepreneurship. Excuse me. And we had people in the chat room, and we had people call in asking questions, and we had people start asking questions for, you know, the basics in terms of how do you get started and how do you choose a business name, to people asking more, I guess, more intense questions is what I would say, in terms of how to expand their businesses and how to improve processes and so forth. And so she has been gracious enough to come back to Mindshift Talk Radio. She's going to be here once a month to do her small business and entrepreneurship series. And so for those of you that may already be in business, those of you thinking about going into business, or some of you may not even be interested in starting your own business, you're on the fence, but you want to grow in your current profession, she's going to have something here for you. So you'll be able to tune in every month on the same Monday, and you'll be able to hear the tips and get the tools and the nuggets that you need and get free expert advice here. You'll be able to call in or go to the chat room, and she'll answer your questions live. So definitely encourage you guys to make sure that you stay connected with us. Make sure that you're joining us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindshiftTalkRadio. Go to our website, MindshiftTalkRadio.com. Check us out. Drop us a line on the Contact Us page. And make sure that you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. Sister Big Bones, always a pleasure to be here with you.
Pleasure being with you, my sister.
Awesome. And we encourage you guys to be here next week. So we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Have another blessed, phenomenal, and amazing week, and we'll see you in the chat room soon. You guys be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind.